Justices of the Peace, JPs, are vital components of Jamaica's judicial system, serving on panels within the courts, assisting in the administration of petty session matters, among other duties. JPs will also be called upon to play major roles in the execution of zones of special operations. To become a JP, one has to undergo specialized training and regular capacity building sessions with the Ministry of Justice's Justice Training Institute. Principal of the Justice Training Institute, Karen Campbell-Briscoe, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the roles and responsibilities of Justices of the Peace. We bring you an excerpt of that interview.
Part of our responsibility is to ensure that our Justices of the Peace are trained and equipped with the necessary skills and knowledge to carry out their duties. So we start our JPs with what we refer to as qualifying training. So an individual has been approved to serve as a JP. By law, they are required to complete mandatory hours of training before they are commissioned as a justice. So our first interaction with an individual is through the qualifying training. Thereafter, we'll call our JPs back in through the Justice's office to complete training in other areas. For example, they serve on panels within the courts, the children's court, the drug treatment panel. They serve on the spirit license panel. They also serve in the petty sessions court. So we provide training for these individuals before they sit on these panels and within the court. We also now have expanded our training to include mediation, restorative justice, and other areas of training for the Justices of the Peace.
So there's an expanded role of the JP. It's not just signing documents and identifying persons.
Gone are the days where we require our JPs to merely authenticate or witness documents. Our JPs have always been serving as peacemakers within our communities. Yes. We want to further equip them to assist our citizens by allowing them to gain knowledge of how to conduct mediation sessions, how to conduct restorative justice conferencing, and this is specialized training being delivered by experts within the field. So at the end of a mediation training, for example, and they would complete theory and practical training in mediation, the hope is that the individuals will be assessed as competent and become certified mediators who can now conduct mediation sessions, whether through the court system or within the communities for our citizens.
So there's a program now to ensure that all our JPs are trained in mediation and dispute resolution.
Well, to start, we are specifically identifying persons who, one, have an interest to serve in that area, and two, where we recognize that they will do well in such an area, because there may be some JPs who may not have interest there. For the year, we want to train 500 Justices of the Peace in mediation, at least another 1,000 to have sensitization in restorative justice, and there are several other areas that we want to have the number of JPs trained. And we will continue the program in successive years to ensure that a large number of JPs are available to offer these services across the island.
How has the government been doing in terms of recruiting JPs? What are the figures in terms of the movement of the number of persons who have been appointed?
Over the last year and a half, we've seen an increase in the number of persons that, one, have shown an interest in becoming a JP, and two, that have been commissioned as a Justice of the Peace. Since February 2017, over 400 new individuals have been commissioned to serve as a Justice of the Peace. Already we have over 250 JPs in training for the parish of St. Catherine alone. And we're continuing with training for Kingston. We have training lined up for St. Thomas and for St. Andrew. So the numbers are increasing. We were, in a year and a half ago, we were at about 6,200 JPs. We have over 7,000 JPs now serving.
So quite a significant...
A significant increase. And we will continue to grow those numbers. We want each citizen to be able to identify a JP as soon as the services are required. Yes. Our JPs are important to us. They serve a critical role within the justice system. And if our citizens are not able to access the services, then it may cause a breakdown within the justice system, and we just can't afford that.
Principal of the Justice Training Institute, Mrs. Karen Campbell-Briscoe, in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.